So this is not a formal meditation. This is just going in and seeing who you are today. So that you can do that any moment in time throughout your day, afterwards, after this call. So we're just going in, searching inside of ourselves for that happy place or that heavenly place, that peaceful place. It might take some time. That's okay. We're going to call on some archetypes that will help to move the energy and lay down a path, a new path that you can journey on within. And then access some other timeline where you jump to another state of being that will bring you more joy, more happiness, more fulfillment. Even if it is only temporary, it will take you out of the 60,000 thoughts a day misery, getting dragged into that. So we'll practice this now so that you can do it any time thereafter. Now you've closed your eyes, but what's happening with your eyeballs? Are they searching around? Fix them. Fix them meaning as if you're staring just straight ahead, but your eyes are closed. Relax your mouth and jaw. There's so much tension from blah blah blahing all day long. Or maybe you don't blah 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 and you're holding backwards. So just allow the jaw to drop a little bit. You can part the lips and the teeth just so that you feel this relaxation happening. And then the body will start to relax. Now allow your attention to float down to the base of your spine, the tailbone area. Move your body around a little bit so you can feel the tailbone. We'll invoke Ganesha's energy to remove obstacles on our internal path. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. See reddish, orangish light or an elephant-headed being with a pot belly riding on a mouse. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Now you'll feel the energy start to move through the pelvis and down the legs. That reddish orangish light can travel with it. If you have trouble feeling, then you can visualize. If you have trouble feeling and visualizing, you can just listen to the sounds. Gum, gum, gum. Imagine the energy flowing up and down throughout the legs, from the pelvis down to the toes, back up, swirling. Gum, 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 gum. Pray to Ganesha to remove the obstacles on your internal path, to get you unstuck internally so that you can move freely with more grace and ease in every step that you take in your life hereafter. Allow the energy now to focus into the spinal column, through a tube called the Sushumna. It's a thin tube of light, so thin, hair-like, as thick as a hair. That's the concentration that we can all do without squinting or knitting our eyebrows together. Just allow the energy to do what it needs to do to get inside that thin tube of light that corresponds to your spinal column, spinal cord, backbone, gum, 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 gum. You should feel the energy shooting up from the base of the spine up through the crown chakra, the top of the skull, and into the space through this thin tube of light. Gum, 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 gum. Now that the path is cleared of all the obstacles internally, we're going to invoke Kalabhairava's grace. Kalabhairava is the god of time, to take you out of slow time that creates misery or suffering, delays, obstacles, and put you in a state of timelessness. So in no time you can have miracles. So from the heart center, in the middle of your chest, you're going to visualize a lightning bolt that will electrify from the heart through the midbrain, in the middle of your brain, and pierce the top of the skull and go into the space. Om Kalabhairavaya Namaha. 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 From your heart, through your brain, and into the space, feel this light beam, this light force that is piercing your third eye, the middle of your brain, piercing the skull, the crown chakra, at the top of the skull, and going into the space. This is where the path of miracles happen. No need to think, just be with that light, that lightning rod or bolt. Udyamo Bhairava. Udyamo Bhairava. Udyamo Bhairava. Feel the lightning rod from your heart through the midbrain, through the crown chakra, top of the skull, and into the space. Feel it light up, electrifying your brain with miracle consciousness. Udyamo Bhairava. Udyamo Bhairava. Udyamo Bhairava. Udyamo Bhairava. Udyamo Bhairava. Udyamo Bhairava. Now the whole body is lighting up. Udyamo Bhairava. Udyamo Bhairava. Udyamo Bhairava. Udyamo Bhairava. Udyamo Bhairava. Now, bring your attention to your backbone again, from the base of your spine, tailbone, up into the brain. Imagine the veil or spear-like object a lance appearing as your backbone and your brain. So the shaft of this spear or lance or veil, as it's called in Tamil, it's your backbone. This shaft is going to make your backbone to feel very strong and straight and upright. Even if you are slouching, you will feel this strength. You might even sit up, or you may be able to just feel the energy. You may see it. So now that you have this sensation of the shaft of the veil or spear, you will now put the head of the veil. It's a spear-like object as your brain, and then the tip of the veil pierces the top of the skull. Again, this head of the veil is piercing the midbrain, the middle of your brain, and then piercing the crown chakra and then going into the space, the energy of Lord Muruga can be pulled down from the heavens and then also from within you, activated. Because these divine beings have no physical boundaries. They are energies that are within us and outside of us. So pull the energy into this veil as your backbone and your brain. And imagine the color red. It's a brilliant red. It's firing up your backbone and brain. The veil is Om. Ah, ooh, ma equals Om. Om. Feel Om running up your spine and through the brain, piercing the midbrain, piercing the crown chakra, going into the space. Om. 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 We are nothing but the veil at this point in time. Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. Om Saum. Saravana Bhavaya Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. Now just focus on your heart center. You can keep the veil there as your backbone and brain, but bring your awareness to your heart center. Om Saum. Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. Spin these sounds in your heart center. Feel the color red swirling through the heart center from the front to the back of the chest area, the sides. Feel it expanding. Om Saum Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. Om Saum Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. Om Saum Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. Take a big breath, a deep breath into your chest, into your heart center. Om Saum Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. Om Saum Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. Om Saum Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. Red, 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 red. Feel the blood flowing. The energy of Muruga flowing through the heart, cleansing the circulatory system in the rest of your body from head to toe. The blood is flowing, purifying. Feed all your cells of the body with Om. Om, 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 Om. Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Peace to the body. Peace to the mind. Peace to the soul. Peace to the environment. Peace to the world. Feel your connection with Lord Murga, Kalavaira Ganesha, to remove obstacles, slow time, and get you into a positive state of optimism, hope, communion with your little heaven on earth, within and outside. Just let go with your expression or a prayer of gratitude to these archetypes for revealing themselves to you, however that's been for you, is exactly what you need at this point in time. Drink it up. Breathe it in, digest it, absorb it. Now slowly, slowly come back, and when you come back to yourself, you're going to gradually open the eyes, but not fully wide. They're relaxed. Your eyelids are relaxed on your eyeballs. And your head is kept straight. Your body can be as upright as possible. Or if you're reclined, that's fine too. Now imagine a laser beam of bright light. You're staring straight ahead. And this laser beam of bright white light is piercing the right eye. Again, your eyelids are relaxed. Your eye might start to water as this laser beam is entering your right eye. And your eyes are fixed. Your eyeballs are fixed straight ahead. This beam of light enters the right eye, crosses over, pierces the left brain, fills the left brain. The left eye starts to water a little bit, or there's some sort of presence there. Now imagine a laser beam of bright white light piercing the left eye again. A little watering or some sort of sensation as it's piercing it. And then it crosses over into the right brain, lights it up from front to back, side to side. So the two eyes and the two brains are filled with this laser beam of bright white light. And then imagine another one piercing the third eye, the spot between your two eyebrows, just above the bridge of your nose where it meets your forehead. Now imagine it melting, that spot, and then going deeper into the middle of your brain. As you're doing this, the attention goes away from your two eyeballs. And you're just absorbing this beam of light with your eyes open if you can. Now spin this light around your brain. Close your eyes. Om 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 om. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Peace to the body, peace to the mind, peace to the soul, peace to the environment, peace to the world. Peace, peace, peace. You can just relax and let go of the meditation, although you can hang on to your peace. Slowly, slowly come back. And then when you're ready, you can open your eyes. Or you can keep them closed, as you prefer.